With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Washington apple growers are still playing the waiting game as tariffs and trade talks continue to put a squeeze on foreign markets that other producers, like the EU, are taking advantage of. Washington Apple Commission President Todd Fryhover says, just look at the numbers.
4.5 versus 18.8 million metric tons. Much, much more fruit produced in the European Union. And then look at the population. It's less than double. So obviously, those folks are looking for new opportunities everywhere to sell their product. And I was just in the Middle East, and believe me, they are doing just that thing.
Fryhover says, and then China opens a door we can't walk through.
China, the big dog on the block. This year, 32 million metric tons. Last year, 44.5 million metric tons. Huge decrease, huge loss in opportunity for the state of Washington this year in China as to be the provider of high-quality fruits. But due to this 40% duty, or a total of 50, it's becoming very difficult to do.
And he says, while Washington rules the roost in U.S. apple production,
we're just 3% of the total world production of apples. And then if you just break that down and go to 30%, you're less than 1% outside the continental United States. So we're relatively minor as far as significance goes.
Tune in tomorrow to hear more about Washington apples and how the tariffs and trade woes are putting our growers at a serious disadvantage.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.